U.S.-led warplanes have bombed civilian targets at the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. The local sources say the U.S. warplanes used white phosphorus bombs in the attack that led to the deaths of a number of people, including women and children. The attack comes as the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces are engaged in fighting Daesh terrorists in the town of Baqus in the region. Baqus is the last remaining pocket in control of the Daesh terrorists. The U.S.-led coalition has been conducting airstrikes against targets inside Syria since September 2014 without any authorization from Damascus or even a UN mandate. For more on that, we're joined by Mimi Allaham, analyst and political commentator, who is joining us live from Perth. Thank you very much, Ms. Allaham, once again for joining us on Press TV's World News. Well, we're receiving reports that the U.S.-led coalition warplanes have used white phosphorus, and this has led to a number of deaths, including the death of women and children. What is your take on this? Is this how can this be actually prosecuted legally from a legal standpoint, considering the fact that the presence of U.S. Coalition forces is not even based on a U.S. mandate or the requests of the Syrian government?
It's very interesting, but the U.S. has been using white phosphorus in Syria for quite some time now, and it's been very well documented, the use of this weapon, which is really a chemical weapon. And it's interesting that the United States pretends to have a sort of a higher ground when it comes to human rights, and they use human rights and responsibility to protect as a means by which to invade and bomb countries and supposedly to protect civilians. But here we are shown that time and time again, the supposed smart bombs have killed far more civilians than any of the dumb bombs that they accuse other people of using, such as their accusation that the Syrian government uses barrel bombs. And yet somehow their intelligent targeted bombs are still killing and maiming hundreds of civilians, more so than any militants. I think that the U.S. is really trying to make an excuse to remain in Syria longer. Unfortunately, it's going to be very difficult to prosecute them with international law, even though they're breaching United Nations international law, attacking a sovereign nation without a mandate. But who is going to impose that law? Unfortunately, they have more guns than most nations are not prepared to stand up for what's right and bring these people to justice.
Ms. Allaham, this also comes as the OPCW has confirmed the use of chlorine in Syria and the province of Douma. How does this work out? On the one hand, we have the OPCW claiming that there has been chemical weapons used. They're holding the Syrian government responsible for that. On the other hand, the coalition forces using white phosphorus.
Well, we have to be careful. The OPCW doesn't, in fact, hold the Syrian government accountable. They just say that they detected chlorine in Douma, which is interesting because the United States claimed at the time of the attack that they had intelligence reports and blood samples and urine that detected both chlorine and sarin. Now the OPCW comes back and says there was only chlorine, which it exposes the fact that the United States was lying about having such evidence, which it used to illegally bomb Syria with, as it used it as an excuse. And it points to the fact that since the rebels had actually captured a chlorine factory in Aleppo in 2012, they're more than capable of possessing this chemical and using it. And all evidence, including a BBC journalist who went on scene and investigated the incident, feels that there has been some fabrication going on. The position of the gas cylinder, which had the chlorine, is very strange on the bed and with everything else around it undamaged. So it's clear that the rebels have been using chemical weapons, and the U.S. has been exploiting that use as a casus belli for attack King Syria, supposedly because they care so much about Syrian civilians, even though they're constantly bombing them using chemical weapons themselves.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mimi Al-Laham, analyst and political commentator, joining us live from Perth.